let's get a check, our first check of the morning of our local news with Sharon Alseth. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. Some fast food workers in Indianapolis are among those across the country striking this morning, calling for the minimum wage to more than double to $15 an hour. McDonald's, Wendy's, and Taco Bell restaurants are targeted in nationwide walkouts today. The minimum wage is currently $7.25, and there are efforts in Congress to boost that. President Barack Obama backs an increase to $9 an hour. A lemonade stand was set up on Monument Circle Wednesday. A group of Indianapolis-area moms and others calling for background checks on people who want to buy guns. Legislation failed in Washington, but Carmel mom Nikki McNally says they will pursue their fight.
You know, Congress gave us lemons, so moms are making lemonade. Try to make the best out of it, get people aware that currently almost 40% of guns are purchased without a background check, and we want our senators and congressmen to do something about that.
The group says gunshots kill nearly 8 children each day in the United States. One last event last evening in Indianapolis to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. WFYI's Sam Clement reports.
A large crowd gathered at King Park to commemorate the March on Washington. Judge David Dreyer is the co-chair of the Kennedy King Memorial Initiative and says Dr. King's words and mission have helped shape Indianapolis.
Because that march and that dream and everything that he has stood for is still as relevant today as it was then, and still is relevant, therefore, for us because of the connection that Robert Kennedy gave to King here on April 4th, 1968.
King Park is where Robert Kennedy delivered his famous speech after King's assassination. Don Hobbs was at the March on Washington and calls it an inspiration then and now.
It was just amazing. So many people coming together. Nobody, there was no hatred. Everybody was there for the same purpose, for what King was espousing. And it was just amazing.
Part of the celebration Wednesday included a Shortridge Magnet High School junior reading King's I Have a Dream speech. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
A recycling advocate has told a legislative panel Indiana is squandering the opportunity to attract development and thousands of jobs by diverting money intended to go toward boosting recycling. Indiana Recycling Coalition Director Carrie Hamilton told the Environmental Quality Service Council that recycling more of the waste that currently goes into Indiana's landfills could generate up to 20,000 new jobs from businesses that process or use recycled materials. State Environmental Commissioner Tom Easterly questioned whether businesses could use the materials if Indiana recycled more, but an Alcoa official says recycling is key to its business, which employs 3,500 Indiana workers. The Indianapolis Zoo is recognizing the work of 39 animal conservationists. The zoo has named the nominees for the 2014 Indianapolis Prize. The biennial award is given to someone who has dedicated their life to saving the Earth's endangered species. This year's nominees come from around the world and work with animals like pandas, chimpanzees, and snow leopards. The winner will receive an unrestricted cash award of $250,000. WFYI weather, some patchy fog early today, then mostly sunny with a high of 88. Partly cloudy tonight, low 69. Tomorrow mostly sunny, high 92. Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and storms, highs near 90. And for Labor Day Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 83. Right now, it's 72 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
Okay, Sharon, thank you. It's 6:34 now. Big football night tonight with the Colts wrapping up their preseason schedule.